It's possible that the reopening of the service industry up north has some things to show us about the future of dining out all over Michigan. Mark Kurlianchik writes about restaurants for the Detroit Free Press. He spent his weekend checking this out and joins us now. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. Where did you spend your weekend?
I was in Traverse City, and actually I've been there for the last, I've spent about 5 nights there, just kind of covering the partial reopenings of bars and restaurants.
Can we talk first about customer base? I was curious whether you observed a lot of people just showing up to restaurants and bars.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some out-of-town tourists in town. I mean, and this is something that I could just, through my reporting, I talked to folks who were eating in restaurants and drinking in bars, and pretty much everyone that I spoke with was from out of town. So yeah, there are people eating in bars. They're not, I wouldn't say, you know, there were no lines out the door. They weren't slammed, obviously, because of the maximum capacity rules. But yeah, there were certainly people who were in town and some who came specifically just to drink and eat and shop at the newly reopened bars and restaurants and retail shops.
Did you see people wearing masks and observing physical distancing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, my first night I was in Kalkaska at a bar that opened right at midnight. And in Kalkaska, there were no masks. I was the only one that had a mask with me. But in Traverse City, a lot of the business owners that did decide to open have been very strict. And you know, there's signs that tell you to put your mask on inside. When you go to a restaurant, you have to be wearing your mask to get in. Typically, they have people basically greeting you at the front door before you walk in, so they can tell you whether there is room for you or not. Then they instruct you to put your mask on. Some require you to sanitize your hands as you're walking in. And then once you get to your table is when, you know, you're free to take your mask off and, you know, enjoy your food as it comes. But if you want to go up and go to the bathroom or, you know, walk around the space for whatever reason, you know, they are requiring for you to wear masks. And pretty much everyone that I saw that was, you know, inside was wearing masks. Outside, it was definitely a little more hit or miss.
So what other kinds of precautions were some restaurants and bars taking beyond what they were asking their patrons to do? Was there anything special you saw on servers or chefs?
Yeah, I mean, there were, you know, there's plexiglass installed at a lot of host stands now, or places where there are, you know, kind of one-on-one exchanges of money. We had dinner in Sutton's Bay at the Village Inn, and there they actually did a touchless form of payment where they drop off your check, but your check has a QR code on it that you just snap a photo with your camera, and it automatically takes you to your receipt, and you just actually pay the entire bill online. You know, they never touch a credit card or anything. You just handle the entire transaction through your phone.
Oh, wow.
That was some pretty interesting technology. Also, reformatting the dining room so that they hold less people. You know, those are kind of the biggest changes. Some places are also going to, you know, single-use paper menus, lots of signage with, you know, new house rules, obviously. But everyone's kind of taking it a little bit differently. Some are still using regular plates and dishes. And then there's a couple of restaurants that I went to that everything was being served in takeout containers with plasticware that you just threw out at the end of your meal. And they asked you to take care of that yourself.
Of all the things you saw, what do you think this tells us about what maybe folks in some of the different metro areas might expect of dining out once that's a possibility again?
Well, I mean, I think that the biggest thing is that we're not going to be returning to, you know, packed houses and, you know, communal dining is pretty much gone. You know, the communal seating at dining rooms, I think, if not gone forever, is gone for a good long while. You know, we're talking about dining rooms that don't quite have the energy that they used to. And, you know, there weren't a ton of places that were open. Up in Traverse City, a lot of the businesses had decided to kind of wait until after this weekend, until after the tourists went home, to fully reopen for their locals, because people are still, you know, business owners too are still very wary of this thing. You know, it could spread. So this is a long road, and this is kind of just the first step. But you know, I guess the next 2 weeks will kind of bear out and tell us whether this is an actual, you know, glimpse of the future, or if this was too soon. We'll find out, I guess.
So as you think this through, Mark, is there a type of restaurant that you're worried about right now?
I mean, fine dining is certainly going to struggle the most. You know, I'm talking about the places, and maybe they, you know, it's not a white tablecloth place, but a place where, you know, two people would drop, you know, somewhere around over $100 to eat dinner with a bottle of wine. And those types of places, they usually staff very heavy. And labor costs are one of the big things that drive restaurant budgets up and make those margins so small. So, you know, they staff heavy and they rely on butts and seats. And you know, when you can only serve half or less of the amount of folks that you used to before. It's just, it's a new game. I'm not quite sure you know, anyone's really figured it out yet. And I have a feeling that a lot of the fine dining places that will choose to keep this kind of a service-driven format will have to institute either even higher prices or some kind of additional service fee, just because I don't see the margins working at half capacity.
You know, the kind of places that you're talking about, a kind of curated meal where you might drop $100 for a dinner for two, what does that represent in terms of the broader ecosystem of the restaurant business? I mean, isn't that a place where chefs might experiment and, you know, kind of do their own thing and try stuff out?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, I would say that there's a sort of culinary renaissance that's happened in the last, 10, 15 years. And in Michigan, it's certainly in the last 10. It's a lot of these independently owned chefs that are kind of at this upper tier that have been pushing the dialogue forward and getting, all kinds of national media attention, even international media attention, and drawing attention to places like Detroit or Traverse City, places that are experiencing sort of tourism, or Detroit, where the tourism was starting to increase the last few years. They've kind of been central to pushing this dialogue of, come enjoy our food, enjoy our drinks. And now these are really the places that are going to be threatened. And instead, I think we'll focus more on kind of serving the local community, which is, I don't think that's a bad thing by any means either. It's just going to be different.
We spoke with a restaurateur who said that she felt the 50% capacity rule was perhaps arbitrary or unrealistic, that, she just felt like she didn't have enough good information about what was really safe for reopening. You talk to a lot of restaurant owners. Would you say that there are others who share that view?
I would say that there is an overall frustration on the way that this has been rolled out. I mean, 4 days to prepare for reopening a restaurant that's been closed in 2 weeks, just, a lot of the folks that I talked to spoke about a frustration or a lack of understanding on the governor's part or on the state's part of what it takes to actually run and open a place like this. And that the guidelines just haven't been very clear. So they haven't been given much time and they're getting all kinds of mixed signals. So folks are kind of just reaching in the dark and just trying to see what works. And a lot of this is really just going to come down to your personal feelings of safety and your own personal responsibility and what makes you feel safe. And I think that applies for restaurants as well.
Mark Kurliancik writes about restaurants and the restaurant business for the Detroit Free Press. He wrote a really interesting article about spending the weekend up north and what he saw in restaurants and bars around the area. Mark, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.